Blog Talk Radio. purchase his album. Purchase his album, The Stress of a Field Nigga, Minister King Samir Shabazz. I know he's got other stuff on the way, and he's running our boards tonight, running that switchboard. And so shouts out and thanks to the mighty National Field Marshal, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Minister King Samir Shabazz.
Boom.
And we have an extraordinary show for you tonight. I mean, we always do have an extraordinary show. But this show, we will be talking to you about our upcoming national summit, the National Summit of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And I'm happy to say that it will be some portions open to the public. We will have guest speakers. We will have people from all across the country. You will hear from leadership, the top leadership and the best leadership and the stars from amongst our New Black Panther Party and from our cadre and from across the country and around the world. International leadership will also take part and participate in our national summit. More of that on the way tonight. We will be talking more to you about what you can do to help and make our national summit a success, and what we can do to go forward as we close out this year, 2013. And it has been a monumentous year and a year of struggle, of course, struggle and strain and travail, but most of all, victories. And we hope to do a year-end review of sorts as we chronicle our national days of action, and we chronicle our million youth marches, and we chronicle our trip to Azania, South Africa. We talk about what happened with ZANU-PF and the party of the great President Honorable Robert Mugabe, and we talk about the stuff that we have done all year long. And then not to stop there, but we will talk about what we are going to be doing and what we are doing for 2014, what we are doing for 2014. The new Black Panther Party has a full agenda, a lot on our plate. We will also tonight hear from our national chairman, who, as he does every Monday night, he will make his address to you, to the radio listening audience, and to our people out there, so that you can know what time it is and what we are putting forward so that you can benefit without the people, without black people. There is no Black Panther Party. There's no new Black Panther Party. There is no revolutionary struggle, a black nationalist struggle, without the support of our brothers and sisters across the country. We want to open the show giving thanks to the black God, the God of our ancestors, who answers to many different names. In some parts of Southern Africa, they say Ukulukulu. In other parts of our mother continent, they say Yemenya. In other parts, they may say Obachala. In other places, they may say Oshun or Ogun. Some other places, they say Asa, and the feminine is Aset. Some places, they say Aknaten. Some other places, they say Haru. In other places, they may just stick one finger up in the air. But in other places, they say Allah or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other places, they may say Jehovah, Jehovah Sikanu, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Raka. But whatever name that you use in referring to the divine, regenerative force and power that allows us to be here, and that is exercised within us, our very being of the original black man and black woman, the first man and woman on the planet. We bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, there is but one God. We give thanks to that one God for doing what he has always and what has always happened, which is that whenever the people fall low or fall off of the course or go astray, that God will always send warners and send messengers and send apostles and send soldiers and freedom fighters and prophets and those who will help to push the black nation back to the right path. And so we give thanks for all of the many messengers, warners, servants, apostles, and guides that have come from amongst our people with many different messages in different languages, but speaking the same message of peace when possible, but violence when necessary, self-defense. And as we say in the new Black Panther Party, and as those have said it before us, arm yourself or harm yourself. And so we're thankful for them. We are thankful for our ancestors who were, of course, the original people and the fathers and mothers of civilization. We're thankful for the brilliance that has come forth from our black nation. We are thankful for those who ruled great kingdoms, both male and female. We are thankful for those who gave us mathematics for engineering and science, and those who gave us alchemy, and those who gave us chemistry. We're thankful for all of those great wonders and those great minds who have guided the world for many centuries of time. And we also thank the great warriors who fought back as the slave trader came, making an interpretation that our people would be enriched or receive riches if they only helped to put some of our own people on the slave ships and send them on a journey 9,000 miles away, thousands of miles away from our homeland, and into the Caribbean, other parts, into Jamestown, Virginia, broke us and stripped us of our name, stripped us of our languages, stripped us of our culture, stripped us of our ways, stripped us of our norays and our norms, and robbed us of the power of our own being. We're thankful for those great ancestors who, through all that struggle, found it necessary to resist oppression wherever they found it, and who knew that regardless to what their circumstance was, that they had their faith and they had their fight. And so we are thankful for those like the great Reverend Nat Turner. We are thankful for the great Bishop Henry McNeil Turner. We're thankful for the great Denmark Vesey. We're thankful for the Buchmans of the world. We're thankful for the Dessalines of the world. We're, of course, thankful for the Queen Nzingas of the world and thankful for the Queen Hatshepsut of the world. We are thankful for those like Queen Mother Moore. We're thankful for Sojourner Truth. We are thankful for the great ones who have fought, like the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who championed that from the UNIA of black nationalism, where he said, Africa for the African, Europe for the European, China for the Chinese, that everybody, every nation has a home of its own and a homeland of its own. We are thankful for his example, thankful for the example of Prophet Noble Drew Ali, thankful for the example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, thankful for the example of Minister Malcolm X, thankful for the example of Minister Louis Farrakhan. We are thankful for the revolutionary vanguard example of the Black Panther Party, the self-defense Well, first, the Black Panther Party from Lowndes County, Alabama. And we're thankful for it moving up to the West Coast. And those brothers and later on sisters taking a revolutionary self-defense posture. And it becoming the Black Panther Party for self-defense, as you know, from the great Minister of Defense, Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton, and that great chairman, Bobby Seale. And then, even though there was some turmoil and those brothers and sisters had fought so hard that the United States government and the FBI and its program, COINTELPRO, found it necessary to assault the Black Panthers of that day, and split happened. And there was a split between Minister Huey P. Newton and a split between the then Minister of Defense, Eldridge Cleaver. There was a split between those who believed that the Black Panthers should focus on community programs and community service, and Eldridge Cleaver believed that they should fall off into armed resistance against the pig before winning over the masses of the people. And even though that split happened, we are able now to look back at history and herstory and understand with a better hand and a better mind that going forward into 2014, that we will not fall victim to the hands of COINTELPRO or NOWINTELPRO by God's grace and by the grace of our ancestors, that we can look at the example and know that we have to hold the line regardless to whom, what, when, where, and how. And so we're thankful that even during all of that and with all of the assassinations that happened, like the great and honorable Fred Hampton Sr. and the great and honorable Mark Clark and the great and honorable Bobby Hutton and the great and honorable John Huggins and the great and honorable Bunchy Carter and the great and honorable mentioned and unmentioned names, that regiment, we also have to give thanks to some great freedom fighters who fought from an underground perspective, and they fought to support the above-ground soldiers who were working, serving the needs of the people, and serving our people 24 hours a day and 7 days a week when our people did not have breakfast. They would feed our people breakfast, and when they did not have socks, they would clothe our people. And when they did not have coats, they would give coats to our people. They had pests in their homes. They would do rodent programs and get the rodents out of their homes. And if they did not feel safe walking up and down the streets, they would protect the elders and protect the women and make sure that nobody hit our elders and our women and our children over the head. So we are thankful for that great underground vanguard formation known as the Black Liberation Army. We're thankful for the great queen warrior, Asada Shakur. We're thankful for that great patriarch and warrior, Zaid Shakur. We are thankful for all of those who are locked down behind enemy lines, the political prisoners, all Black people, General George Jackson say, are political prisoners. And we say free all the political prisoners. But we're thankful for all of those known, like the great Mumia Abu-Jamal and the great Mutulu Shakur and the great Sekou Odinga. We say rest in power to the great Baba Geronimo Jijaga Pratt and so many others who are out there, Comrade and Baba Pete O'Neill and Sister Charlotte O'Neill, so many of you who are OG comrades and OG guerrillas who are out there who we love, but we are thankful and we are absolutely happy that even though, as you heard a few weeks ago, one of the great ones amongst us who helped to put the phrase Black Power out there into the world, Baba and Ambassador Mukasa Ricks, formerly Willie Ricks, he taught you and told you that the police told them that if it took them 40 to 50 years, that they would kill Minister Huey P. Newton for organizing the way that he organized. And so we are thankful for him and, of course, thankful that even though they assassinated Minister Huey P. Newton and lied and said it was a drug deal gone bad, that his spirit and the spirit of the Panther did not die, even from the slave ships, even from the continent of Africa through the transatlantic slave trade to the shores of North America, that Panther's spirit did not die, but that Panther's spirit rejuvenated and reformed and reorganized in a cohesive black power, black nationalist way focused on revolutionary nationalism and Pan-Africanism. That through all of that, through all of the informants and agents that were in the Peace and Freedom Party, and all of the agents that were there in a lot of those so-called white radical left movements, that the Panther reformed with an all-black united front, and it was sparked by one of your own comrades, Black Panther Party, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a brother by the name of Michael McGee, who started with the Black Panther Militia, an idea that he had implanted in a man named Aaron Michaels, who sparked up in Dallas, Texas, and re-sparked and reorganized to redo the work. And then from there, they pulled in a bold, bald-headed black man who told you he was 100% black man, uncompromising, unrelenting, and unflinching with this enemy, a man who served as the supreme captain of the Fruit of Islam and served as national spokesman for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He had served as Western Regional Representative, had served in, on every post that he had working in the Nation of Islam. And then when the nation had fell in 75, he fell into the ranks underneath that great general, Idi Amin, was a lieutenant in the ranks and was working in the revolutionary posture to kill him some colonizers and kill him some devils with self-defense for the freedom of Africa and the freedom of our people. And then came back to the States to help to rebuild for black nationalism and rebuild a nation of our own. He told us that his purpose was to give this beast, this devil, this oppressor, this white man, this white woman hell from the cradle to the grave, and to give them the truth and not shoot from the hip, but shoot from the lip. He said shoot from the hip when necessary, but he came bringing the truth and banging on the beast to wake our minds up, a supreme educator, a supreme scholar, and a supreme champion for our people. He came to us and was sent to us, and he awakened the blackness in all of us and the uncompromising spirit in us all. And so here we are. We stand as his students and as his little babies and as his cubs that he left in the bush. The Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey said, "See you in the world, Winnie." Saw us and seen us in the whirlwind, and we spent out here into the hells of North America, talking about the black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and he prepared and trained another general, because generals train generals, lions train lions, leaders train leaders, soldiers train soldiers, warriors train warriors. He left from amongst us physically in 2001, but all the time, there was a Howard graduate, a Howard Law University student, who had heard a couple of tapes of Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, had heard the message of black nationalism, black power, black theology, and black teaching. He had heard that message, and that message woke him up, and he began to travel with the black power general, begin to arrange speaking engagements for that general, and stayed by his side for years on years on years, even when he got talking about the Black Power General, into a tiff here and there with some of his own family within the Nation of Islam. Power General knew he could rely on a black man who was organizing on the campus of Howard University, a group called Unity Nation, and then later to come into the new Black Panther Party and organize as the party's attorney and organize as the Minister of Justice and later organize as its national spokesman. And the man that I'm talking about ultimately became the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party from 2001 on into the last month of 2013. And I'm talking about a man whom we have known for years as the attorney at war. And he is a five-star general. We call him the attorney. I call him the attorney general. No disrespect to you, Eric Holder, but he takes you talking about that black man who you know as Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And Black Power, he has organized for years on years, and he's still organizing. And he will be joining us tonight. He'll be on the broadcast at the top of the next hour to talk to us about an event and some organizing that he has going on right there in Washington, D.C., where he's based. Him and the great Kadir Muhammad, Minister Kadir Muhammad, and Willie Wilson, and so many others, and the great honorable author of the ISIS paper, Dr. Francis Quest Welsing, pardon me. He's going to be on to talk to you about that. And so we give salute and thanks to our chairman emeritus, emeritus meaning one who has served their term. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz has served his term and served his term well. Don't you little foolish people out there run with that lie that because Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz had some debate with our brother Polite that he had stepped down from his chairmanship or something like that. No, no, no. Brother Polite, as brilliant as he is, and as smart as he is, and as strong as he is, does not have enough juice to make anybody step down from their post over here. No disrespect to Brother Polite, but he knows he didn't do that. So salute and black power to Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who will be on with us a little later in the show. And we're also, as I told you in a few moments now, just a few minutes, we'll hear from a black man who had been organizing from his base in Dallas, Texas. That is the founding state and city of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. He organized the Metropolitan African American Think Tank, organizing black men and women to think and to study and to move, organizing with greats like the great Baba, the Honorable Dr. John Henry Clark, organizing with the great Dr. Leonard Jeffries, organizing with the great, may they rest in Yahuru, the great Baba and Dr. Tony Martin, organizing with the great Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and of course, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, who he traveled with for years on years, ultimately becoming his national assistant, and he was there with him until his final days, traveling with the general and making sure the general had the things that he needed, and they stopped the truck stops and ironed the uniform, pressed the uniforms out. He was a man who is a disciple. He is a disciple of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, and it's an honor always. We talk about the disciples of the Messiah and the disciples of Christ. This man and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and others, disciples of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, and he's no lightweight brother, and he'll be joining us in about a minute or so on this broadcast, talking about a man who has crisscrossed this country organizing black people to not only get your minds right, but get your dollars right, get your finances right, get that land. He has a black Nassus and a Pan-Africanist to the heart, and a family man, and he's a man who believes in the mission of the new Black Panther Party. And he is our national chairman, another five-star general who will bring on power, if he's ready, is our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, Black Power. Is he ready, sir? Black Power, sir.
What area code are we looking for, sir?
Oh, 404.
No, sir. He's not on at this moment.
Okay, well, just let me know when he's on. Yeah,
yes,
so
sir.
He will be on with us very shortly. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this much. The number to call here, if you're listening via radio broadcast, if you're just listening and don't know, the number to call in will be 646-478-4447. That's 646-478-4447. We will get deep into this discussion about the state of emergency for black people. And I want you all to know that our children, our babies, black children, are being snatched up off of the streets. There's a spike in kidnappings for black youth, black children. And I want you parents out there to be very particular. We know we have been talking to you about the case of Brother Kendrick Johnson, who was there in Valdosta, Georgia, I believe it was. And he was buried, but he was murdered, or I should say correctly, he was found in a gym mat. He lost his life, and the sheriffs and the authorities had said that he was reaching for a shoe. And you know darn well, if he was reaching for his shoe, I can't see no young man climbing in no gym mat and rolling himself up in a gym mat to try to get no shoe. Young man lost his life. And when they buried him and brought him back up because his family believed that something was wrong with the situation, as we do, when they did another inquiry, they opened up young Kendrick Johnson and his organs were missing. We did a story of another brother right outside of Las Vegas a few weeks back. Check the archives. Who was found dead. And his organs were missing as well. And so what am I saying here? What I'm saying is that there is a strong possibility that there is some kind of underground market or black market for the organs of our young youth. And this is nothing strange from these devils. They have been trading the sex organs and organs of black youth and black people for generations. It is a generational practice to pass on the organs and to pass on the sexual organs and to pass on the organs of a black man or a black woman to some other sick, perverted individual. And so be cautious of your babies out there. Watch your babies at all costs. Be careful letting them walk to places by themselves, get on buses by themselves, go into the restroom by themselves. Be careful walking in the stores. You know where your children are, because there are predators out there who are looking to snatch the babies, and there are other sick, perverted individuals out there who would like to do freakish, perverted things to our children. This is a real fact out here. And so the New Black Panther Party, working hard to make sure that when a child is missing, number one, to make sure they don't get snatched by any damn bastard out there, black, white, red, or yellow. But that being said, we are making sure and working hard to make sure that when a child does go missing, that there is a network that you can call to report your child missing, and that we can dispatch those within our Ministry of Defense to comb the areas and to put out information, put out leaflets, make the proper calls, make the proper announcement to get people organized to help in finding your children. The New Black Panther Party is taking the front lead in protecting our babies. and to find our children. I find it strange. I don't see too many of the revolutionaries, so-called revolutionaries, out there too concerned about what's happening to our children and what's happening to our babies. When our black babies go missing, or our black babies are misguided and killing themselves in the streets, I don't hear enough clamor from the groups out there. And so we will take the vanguard charge and take the vanguard position. With the help of our National Field Marshal, our National Minister of Defense, our Supreme Captain, and other personnel, we're going to be working across the country to find our children. And if need be, kick in some damn doors, if need be, legally armed to the teeth to get our babies back. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear no clamor about what the police going to do and what this one going to do. We don't have the luxury to wait. And your babies are being snatched up off of the streets and up off of the corners and up out of stores and up out of schools and up out of their homes for organ donation and selling and prostitution. No, sir, no, ma'am. We must defend our babies with our lives, with our minds, our hearts, bodies, souls, and spirits. We must defend them and educate them. And so in this process, organizing the Ministry of Defense to communicate with the parents whose children have been taken, and organize in conjunction with our Ministry of Information a campaign to find our babies out here in the hells of North America. We will also organize for the proper education of our youth out here in the hells of North America. The young brother, Brother Joey Sargent, I believe, his mother, pardon me, Marissa Sargent, and Brother Joey, who was tased all in the face because they allegedly said he was stealing something. And they claimed that they had to tase him in the face to keep him from harming himself. Incidences like these can only occur when there is no strong vanguard party or when there's no strong organized group. But when the group is organized, when the group is strong, and when the group is precise, then you have a counterbalance that you can offer to the criminal activity of these pigs who maliciously harm our children and our babies. And I'm not saying that everything that our children do is all the time right, but God dog, it ain't nothing that this beast and this system that they have established, there's nothing that they do that's right at any damn time. And so we must defend our own. And this is the course that our national chairman has us on. This is the course the new Black Panther Party is on. We are here to defend our people, of course, by any means necessary, but every means necessary. We are here to do the right thing for our people and to really win the minds and hearts of our people. I want to say that. If we don't have your support, Black Nation, and original nation, melanated nation, all you people of color out there, all those people of color so-called, then we ain't got nothing. We need your support. Our national chairman needs your support. The Black Nation and our people need each other. We have to join together in this hour of destruction, where we have been put on a course to destroy ourselves, going through the Renaissance, going through the Reconstruction period, going through the great periods of economic success and boom, great political period, going through the great struggles and the great migrations and going through the civil rights struggles, going through the Black Power era, going even through the old silly disco era, getting hit through the crack cocaine era, and then reforming and coming back into our own and coming back towards a Black nationalist perspective. We have been through a lot as a people, but through it all, through whatever we have gone through, we have still survived. We are survivors. Black people are survivors, and we will survive this. But we are on a course, if we don't organize and join together, to be led down a path of destruction to where now Many of our people believe in what we call this neo-colonial state, our worst enemy. You no longer want to say the devil anymore. You no longer want to put the blame squarely where the blame belongs anymore. Some of you don't want to be strong anymore since you don't have the physical presence of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Some of us have gotten weak and watery since the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad physically left from the scene. We don't want to hold the line. We want to be seen with white folks. We want to be seen chipper and cheering, and we want to be seen as non-combative and non-threatening in this hour. But I'm here to tell you that if you take that position, that non-threatening, non-combative, non-confrontational, milly mile right in the middle of the road, if you take that position, you will be the loser in this hour. This is an hour for the strong. This is an hour for the organized. This is an hour for those who have heart and whose eyes are squarely on the prize. This is an hour for those who really want freedom. Some of us, I don't believe, want freedom. Some of us say we want freedom. But I don't know if all of us really want freedom like we say we do. Because with all of us out here who say we want freedom and who say we want to be free, there's no way that we should be as disunited and disjointed and disfigured as the black community is. We propose that we start with our own neighborhoods. The new Black Panther Party says start with your own neighborhood. You may not can save the world where you are, but you can start from your own neighborhood, and you can build from your own neighborhood. You can start with the black man next door to you, or the black man down the street from you, or the black man or black woman at the corner store. You can start with the brother and sister cleaning their car, whatever they're doing. There's black people all over the country who need our help and need our expertise and need to know what time it is and ultimately need a way to get involved with the programs. There's young black youth who are energetic, who are vigorous, some who don't even feel like they're going to make it past 16, 17, 18, 19, who feel like they don't have nothing to lose. They need a way to direct their energy. So we need to give them a way, and you have to give them a way, New Black Panther Party, to direct that energy into something positive and into something righteous and into something more productive. And so that's the course that we're going. I want to make sure I'm not cutting into the chairman's time. Is the chairman on, sir? Minister King, so I'm here, Shabbat. Yeah, but I just wanted to be respectful.
Nope.
And somebody let me know again.
Not on.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not cutting into his time. We want to be clear that we have to give our youth and our people a way to help us and to help themselves. And I want to say that this is a program about us, either way that it goes. Some of you, you say that we're too hard on the white man or whatever the case is. Regardless to whether you mention the white man or not, a white woman or not, this is a program about us. This is a program about black people. And there's enough for you to do if you never mention the name of the white man or what the white man or woman have done to our people, that you can still get busy. And for those of you who know what time it is and know the hand of our open enemy and know what they have done to us and what they are doing to us, that's even more motivation. Keep going and keep moving and to organize with the new Black Panther Party. Ultimately, we must build land and territory of our own. We must carve out some of this good earth to call our own. We must, in 2013 going to 2014, put separation on the table and separation on the agenda. We must do like the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. We must do like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We must do like Minister Malcolm X. We must separate our people, and we must be about race first, nation first. race first and nation first. We must be about our own. So many are concerned with everybody else's agenda. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, they have their agenda on the table. The gay community has its agenda on the table. The Chicanos have their agenda on the table. The Asians have their agenda on the table. The Jews have their agenda on the table. The Eskimos have their agenda on the table. The Germans have their agenda on the table. Every nationality you can think of has their agenda on the table. But the black agenda is being ignored, not only from the grassroots, but of course from the highest upper echelon of the United States government. Obama did not come in. President Barack Obama did not come in talking a black agenda, nor did his vice president. None of them can come in talking a black agenda. Nobody that you hear of in any part of their power structure talk a black agenda or are concerned about what's going on with black people. You have to have those who Minister Malcolm says are not controlled by the man downtown. And so you got to put separation, black nationalism, black power, black laws for all black people back on the agenda. So we're here. The new Black Panther Party will squarely put the agenda of black people back on the map. Some of you say, well, what do we agree on? We can't agree. We agree that we need land. We agree that we need bread or food to eat. We agree proper housing. We agree that we need peace. We agree that we need justice. We agree that we need equality. We agree that we need freedom. We agree that we need proper jobs. We agree that we shouldn't be taxed without proper representation. We agree that we want an end to the robbery of the black nation by capitalists and bloodsuckers. We do agree that we want an end to black-on-black violence. We want an end to biological warfare that's targeted at our people, biological and chemical warfare targeted at our people. We do agree that we want an end to the criminal justice system and the way that it targets our people and incarcerates our people. We do agree that we want an end to the racist death penalty as it is applied to our people. We do agree that we want a jury of our peers when brought to trial. We agree that we want an end to police brutality, harassment, and the murder of our people by these forces. So for you naysayers out there, there are things that the new Black Panther Party clearly points out to you, that regardless of whether you're in Mississippi or Detroit or California or Florida or Maine or wherever you are, Arkansas or wherever you're at, in America or the world, since we have a common struggle and we have a common oppressor, there are common things that we do agree on commonly.
Hey, I believe
no reason
this is,
for us to be divided out.
Chairman, let me see. I believe this is the chairman coming in now.
Okay, right. Yes, sir. And so as expected, is he ready?
444-951. This is our national chairman. Black Power.
Well, let's check in and see. Brothers and sisters, we are looking to see if this is our national chairman, Minister Hashim and Zinga. Brother Chairman, are you on, sir?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to Black Power Radio. Who is this?
No, I'm just ATL, just a listener. I'm not the chairman. It'd be nice to be the chairman, but I'm not.
Maybe one day, black man, keep struggling and keep fighting. We're gonna hold the line for our chairman. Just hold for us 1 second. We'll try to get you in.
What's up?
We appreciate
right,
you calling. You from Atlanta to ATL?
Yes, I'm ATL, yes, and a veteran, too. And so a lot of stuff you're talking about, man, I felt that's why I got out of the military, because I don't have no slave mentality.
That's what's up, brother. Well, we need you in the ranks to help these programs to organize for our people. So stay tuned on the line, brother. We'll give you more information in a second.
Yes, sir, I'm learning.
Hey, Black Power. And so we're waiting on our chairman, and, of course, we're thankful for our brother checking in from the 404. And, again, we expect either our chairman, he'll pop in probably about the top of the hour, or he'll come in. We'll bring in attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, that great legendary attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, will be on at the top of the hour. And for brothers and sisters who don't know, if this is your first time listening, this is Black Power Radio. And what is Black Power Radio about? Black Power Radio is about having an uncompromising, fearless voice to be able to speak truth to power, to be able to speak the needs and wants of our people to power, and to be able to organize to develop what is called Kuji Shagalia, or what means self-determination, so that you can define, develop, and defend what is in your best interest, or what we call black nationalism. As Minister Malcolm X explained it, that it means to control your own politics and to control your own economics and to control your own base, of be able to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. Black people or Africans in America are the only people who have this idea of sharing power in America. You don't see any other ethnicities talking about sharing power. When the Arabs come into the community, they set up stores and power bases and economic bases for themselves. The Chinese do the same thing. They set up stores, economic power bases, retail shops and things for themselves. Everybody, the Jews do the same thing. They set it up for themselves. And that's why the economists teach that in many of their communities, the dollar may circulate 13 times, 12 times within a particular community. But when you come down into the black community, our dollar may circulate one time, because as soon as most of us get our monies, we're sending our monies back out into Target. We send our monies back out into JCPenney, send our monies back out into their businesses and their institutions. And so these are the ideas and the cycles, the cyclical nature that we're working to change. But the new Black Panther Party, as we explained to you last Monday night, has arranged the blueprint for black retail businesses, and arranged the blueprint for black fish markets, and arranged the blueprint for black canning goods services, and arranged the businesses for the wool to process our own underwear and socks and our own, as we explained last week, our own credit cards and debit cards, and ultimately our own black national bank. It's not some pipe dream. If you see in other communities, you go to certain parts, like in Chicago and other areas, you'll see a little China. You know, you go to other parts and you'll see a little Italy. You go to other parts and, you know, you'll see a little Espanola, a little Spanish town. But you never see a little Africa. What is it that these other ethnicities know and these other people know, that the black man and black woman, or the so-called African-American, has not learned? They know about their culture, and their culture enables them to come together to be able to build for themselves and to do for the good of the whole. Our slave mind and our slave mentality has forced us to become dog-eat-dog, to be all about ourselves and not think about the whole. That's a slave mentality that the new Black Panther Party intends to give you a revolutionary spirit to break that slave mentality. You got to take your name back. When you hear names like King Samir Shabazz and Shan Saddam Kweli and Minister Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and so on and so forth. These are black men and black women in our party who have taken their names back from the oppressor. We never asked for our names to be changed in the first place. Our great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers never asked for their names to be switched. Their names were switched against their will. And so many of them coming up out of the South and other areas, instead of acknowledging the slave name that was put on our people, some of them would just write an X. Others of them would just write a line. Some of them wouldn't even acknowledge the slave names that were put on them. But here in 2013, going into 2014, some of us wear our slave names proudly. We go to the family reunion with our chest stuck out. Old Johnson family reunion. Old Williams family reunion. Old Hancock family reunion. When it's the reunion of the slave master and their children who once owned your family, we say to the black man and black woman, take your names back. Take your culture back. Let's get out of this European fashion, these European styles, this European thought process. You know, Christmas is coming up. And so now black folks is going crazy, going buck wild, trying to decorate your house with all kind of lights and run your gas and your electric bill all up, all high, trying to keep up with the pagan white man who thought that in the wintertime that the sun had disappeared and that the earth had died. That's what they thought. They thought that it was over. And so they would put lights up and lights all around their house because at that time, as pagans, they worshiped the sun. That's why they put that star on top of the Christmas tree. The Bible, which was originally a word about Africa, a black word, that Bible originally told the pagans and told the caveman and told them, tree up in your house. I think it's in the book of Jeremiah. Don't put the tree in your house and don't cover it with decorations and all of that. But they did it anyway. Okay? Now the profiteers, what we call the capitalists and the bloodsuckers, now they are making a killing off of the merchandise or the merch of selling ornaments and selling Santa Claus clothes and selling anything to you around this time to get paid off for you. And you get your last dime trying to lie to your children, telling them that a white man came down the chimney and said, ho, 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 and you leave them some cookies and some milk. When you have worked your fingers to the bone to give the credit to a white man who does not exist, we must take our culture back and begin to practice our original heritage. Learn about yourself first and learn what your heritage is. Learn where you came from and learn who your people are. Your name back, you take your culture back, you take your practices back, you give back the slave trader's culture and religion to him, and then you take your name back, then you become what's called a new African or a new black, That panther being one who is backed into a corner from oppression, who is peaceful by nature, but because of the contradictions and the oppressive forces that exist must come out to defend himself and defend his people. Now you've become a new Black Panther. And so the new Black Panther Party is an organized group of black men and women who have taken themselves back from the mindset and the original captives who enslaved us here in the hells of North America. That's what we represent. And if you have not done that, and if you have not yet put yourself on a path to be a new Black Panther, the time is now. That time is now to do that. And we will give information out at the end of the broadcast how to get with this organization to help in the effort of reforming our people, cleaning up our people, standing up our people, making our people productive and making ourselves the people that we once were and better than what we once were. If we descend from a people, as you heard me say in the beginning, who built the pyramids, and who were the mothers and fathers of civilization, then that means that potential is deep inside of us to raise and to develop and to defend and to conquer. That's what any king or queen desires to do. We desire to develop and to defend and to conquer. And so our neighborhoods are the first territories that we got to get, because we got to defend our babies. And I told you that they're snatching our babies up. Police have declared open season on our children, and predators are running wild in our communities. Pedophiles running wild in the communities, touching the babies. Over half of our women in the black community, victims of molestation and rape. These are things that have become taboo in some circles, but these are things that must be defended and uprooted against at all costs if we are to survive. Because if we cannot defend our babies and we cannot defend our women, and if we cannot defend ourselves, we are lost as a nation. And if we are that lost to where we are so punctified, to where we would let anybody do anything to us, we may as well close our eyes tonight, never to open them up again. I'm not that punctified. And so we must organize. I want to make sure we're at the top of the hour here. So I want to make sure that I'm not cutting in now to anybody's time. Is anybody on that supposed to be on, Brother Minister?
No, sir, not at this moment. And we are at the top of the hour, Conrad. And we're just waiting, still waiting at this moment for our national chairman and attorney, Malik, to call in.
Okay,
so we can take
let's do this. What'd you say?
So we can go to some of the callers.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Hold on one second here. 917-565, area code 917. You are on live with Black Power Radio and our national chief of staff and national field marshal, Black Power. You're on live on Black Power Radio.
What? Huh?
Hey, Black Power, area code 917. You got a question or comment? They may not be ready. They may just be listening. Let's move to the next one. We got it.
All right. Let's go to 212. Area code 212-470, 212-470. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, peace and blessings.
Black Power, peace and blessings.
This is Queen EIC Folashade Obanjoko.
Welcome, sister.
I'm listening to your show. This is Queen Olabisi's daughter.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, but I'm a little bit adamant right about now because I'm listening to your show tonight, and for starters, I don't understand why is it for some reason that not only you all, but I seem to be the only one besides you all who are looking for these lost young brothers and sisters of ours.
You've noticed that too.
I have a Blog Talk Radio show called Say It's This with ERT that comes on Fridays from 11 to 11:30. And I've been talking about this for 3 weeks straight, and no one seems to be responding to it. I haven't had any many callers. People within our community, like you said, are kind of brushing it off, like, oh, well, the policemen are going to find them. But I don't understand. The young man who was born with autism, they still haven't found him. I'm not understanding why these people are not being found, why these children are being taken from. And I knew nothing about the young man's organs being missing until y'all said something about it. What are we doing as a community? My question is, what are we doing as a community, not just within the Black Panther Party, within the New Black Panther Party, or within our community? Because I can talk to my neighbor right now about what goes on in our community, but he's got his head so far of this white woman's twat, I kid you not, that I can't even say hello to him. I'm disgusted. It's all around me.
Yes, ma'am. We're disgusted, too, and that's why we're putting this call out here. What we want to do is organize with you and those with like minds like you to make a united front and a united force so that we can go together in truth and do this together. We're going to need each other.
I mean, it's unfortunate that I can't get out the house because I have serious health conditions. I suffer from congenital heart disease. But that does not stop me from still voicing how I feel or voicing my opinion on subjects that affect our community or within our community and things that bother us, things that piss us off. Like you say, Obama is not the voice of black people. He's not spoken for us or anything about us since he's been in our office. You understand what I'm saying?
Even when it
came to Trayvon Martin not being here anymore, it took him almost a month to say something after the verdict. but not when it happened? How can you justify that?
There's no justification, man. And if it quacks like a duck, it is a duck. I would say that, you know, truthfully, we're not expecting him to do any more than what he's doing. But that is a sign for us to do what we need to do.
Exactly.
As organizers. And so if it's okay, the National Field Marshal, he'll connect with you, Minister King, as I'm here. Please get this sister's information. And we want to connect with you, sister, off of the air. What city are you calling from?
Harlem, New York.
Okay, you're in Harlem. So yeah, we want to connect with you there in Harlem to make this voice louder and stronger. I said, if we can be heard and we can find our babies in a real way and put some protection out here for our people.
Indeed. Because if we don't do it, nobody else will.
That's how we feel. So, Minister King, some here, Shabazz, as soon as we end this part of the conversation, please get this information. This is our comrade, daughter, and she's our comrade. We get information. We want to work to bring Chairman Emeritus Attorney Malik Tulu Shabazz on. He's on, sir, at a 240 number. You may not have recognized it. It's a 240 number. He should be in queue. Sister, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Straight ahead, Black Power.
He's going to take your information as soon as
sure.
We get. Okay. Black Power, please.
Our national chairman is live, sir. 240-432. You are all live. Black Power.
Okay, Black Power, Brother Chairman.
Black Power, how y'all doing?
Hey, you know, is this Brother Attorney, Black Power, what's happening?
That's all right. It feels good to be called chairman every once in a while. So
once a chairman, always a chairman.
Well, ain't no lie about that. It's my honor to be on with you two distinguished gentlemen and revolutionaries here on Black Power Radio. I am happy to be on. And I just say, giving honor to God and the ancestors of Minister Khalid Muhammad, I'm happy to be here, and I'm ready to take some questions. I'm ready to open it up. I've been at work all day. I'm just making a pit stop and about to go back out in the streets with some posters and stuff late into the night, but I'm happy to take this pit stop to talk to the most revolutionary group, the New Black Panther Party.
Our national live as well.
Who's that?
All
Black,
right.
Black Power. Hey, Black Power, Mr. Chairman, welcome.
Attorney Shabazz, you can't just go straight to questions. You got to give us an update on two things before we take questions. You got to give us an update on what's going on in your city on the 14th of this weekend, and you got to give us an update on how we've been organized, the international trip that's coming up quicker and quicker in June, and then take some questions.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you to Brother Minister Hashim Nzinga, who is a man that I'm very close to, for those who are listening in the radio, listening audience, very close to Minister Hashim Nzinga. And any attack on Hashim Nzinga is an attack on me. Any effort to undermine Minister Hashim Nzinga, goddammit, is an effort to undermine not only me, but everything I labor for and everything that Dr. Khalid Muhammad labored for. Any effort to undermine any of these men that are operating the New Black Panther Party and operating under the guidance that I gave them and the foundation I gave them, any effort to undermine these men, I consider it a personal effort to undermine me. Now, brother, the reality is, and I love how it ties into the conversation, the reality is here in Washington, D.C., you know, if anybody want to know why we're having this big meeting, why are we having this gathering, I've been pushing so hard for a month here on the 14th of December, it is because our city here, our chocolate city, our beloved Washington, D.C., where we were 75% black. George Clinton sang about us, talked about painting the White House black, said, what's happening, D.C.? He sang about us here in Washington, D.C., 75-80% of the population, and now we're down to 45%.
Ooh.
And the black man is running scared in his own hometown. He's like the
the red man, when the white man had landed with all of his fortifications in Jamestown, and the white man had landed his ships and his troops and his backup. And we like the black red man, or the so-called Indian now, just trying to goddamn survive. And so we're having this meeting, black man, because I don't agree with the people that I hear in the streets saying it's over. It's too late. They didn't got it. I mean, goddamn, we could say that about every problem in the black community. And we just give up because the white man looked like on the scoreboard, it looked like the crackheads winning on the scoreboard overwhelmingly. But I tell them here, I'm a man of faith. And goddamn it, even if the cracker do win, you will not put it on my track record that I didn't go down without a fight and that we didn't go down without a fight. And so I have a focus here that, you know, due to my new assignment that allowed me to put more time and focus here on the ground. And so, yes, gentrification, the white takeover, black population removal, the destruction of affordable housing, the violation of our civil rights by our police to protect gentrifying whites. Yes, it's a real estate crisis. Real estate values going straight through the ceiling. Land use issues. I mean, a white man just do anything he want with the land. Just take a black man housing project and bulldoze it and wipe it out. And so, these are issues, my dear brother, all of them, the school closing, the black contractor issues, the issues with our youth, the issues with the police. These are issues that are germane to the population. These are the issues that brothers and sisters can feel. And so there are more out here who still want to fight back and who have not given up. And so my good report, my dear brother, as we move into this weekend, December 14th, is that literally overnight I feel a movement have been developed here. A movement. They missed me when I was always on the road in New York and Atlanta and other places chairing the new Black Panther Party. And so now, almost at the snap of my fingers, black man, every day I'm rolling, somebody is pushing me to come bring them boxes of flyers. I mean, I got men and soldiers moving around in snow with just boxes of flyers because they're dissatisfied. I mean, it's got something to do with me, but it's way bigger than me. It's way bigger than me, black man. What it is that I have been able to tap into the dissatisfaction of the people and what they're mad about, organize a coalition of leaders that can trust what I'm doing, and now we finally got something where we can build a defensive line here against the beast. We finally can put down some defensive ends and some tackles and some nose guard and some linebackers to try to deal with this awesome offense of a white man who has a hell of an advantage against us in capital and finance and influence from City Hall and all of that. But the bottom line is, black man, we fighting, yes, on December 14th at Union Temple Baptist Church. On December 14th, I would like you to come and check me out, or check me out on the webcast at blfjustice.org, blfjustice.org. That's like Black Lawyers for Justice. It's blfjustice.org. And I want you to tune in to the webcast. I want you to hear a black pastor who preaches under a black Christ and his 12 disciples, Aim, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, no disrespect to them, but on his church, his black Messiah disciples is Carter G. Woodson and Marcus Mosiah Garvey and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X. Huh? And so that's Reverend Pastor Willie Wilson, who is in gentrification ground zero, meaning he's right where the attacks are, black man. And he's right where he has got him some real estate, and he's holding on against powerful forces that seek to swoop in and take his valuable piece of land. Ronald Moten, well-known activist here, a black man here who was out here fighting for our people and fighting for our youth, and deservedly was getting millions of dollars from this city government until out of nowhere he was attacked
on the principle that a young black man can't get none of all of this money that come from the black taxpayer's pocket. I mean, there's some serious stuff going on here, and I'm not going to stay on it too long, but I'm making a point to you leaders here in the Panther Party and to those in the black nation and to the black nationalists in specific. Just like Minister Sean Quali was talking about pedophiles and others in the community and taking action against these no-good bastards, issues that are dear to the people are the issues that should be dear to us. Issues that the people and the average black brother and sister in the streets that they're into and that they're facing, that's for us. We're not to turn our noses up and away from them. Just because we may say they're the 85% or they're eating some hawk moths or some pig feet or whatever condition they're in, these are brothers and sisters that movements are built out of. These are brothers and sisters whose issues we should be fighting for. So I'm with Willie Wilson, Ronald Moten. I'm with Minister Kadir Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, representing Minister Louis Farrakhan. In the Mid-Atlantic region, I'm with Al-Malik Farrakhan of Ceasefire, Don't Smoke the Brothers, this Saturday at 4 p.m. at Union Temple Church. It's called Confronting the Crisis Facing Black Washington, D.C. My first witness that I'm going to call, expert witness, call me on the phone in my law office, almost knocked me out of my chair. She's the Honorable Dr. Frances Cress Welsh. Called and said she wants to be the first to testify. So you know we're going to open up the panel for the Honorable Dr. Wilson. And they're calling from tenant associations. They're calling from unions. Every kind of activist here is looking for some kind of unity to be delivered. And so I'm happy, dear brother and sister, to provide this service. And we have follow-up already scheduled. When we get to the meeting, we're going to know where the next set is at. Now that's that, because I know time is running. And I'll talk about Africa, and I want to say one thing on Africa, a couple things on Africa. Obviously, Africa is on everybody's minds right now because of the passing of Baba Nelson Mandela. And so, in a way, you have all of the black nation in the West and the East that will be transfixed on his passing. And so, it's a perfect time to talk about Africa. And a time to talk about the future of Africa as our elders pass on, as our elders pass away. Now the ball falls in our court. The ball falls in Attorney Malik Shabazz's court. The ball falls in Minister Hashim Nzinga's court. The ball falls in Minister King Samir Shabazz's court, Minister Shah Kwali's court, the New Black Panther court. It falls in the PAC court. It falls in Kimi Shiba's court. It falls in the next generation of Pan-Africanism, of Pan-Africanists, to see what this thing they say Pan-Africanism is really going to be about. Now, that's one thing for us as revolutionaries to criticize the neocolonialists. It's one thing for us as revolutionaries to criticize over here who we call the Uncle Tom or some civil rights leaders, as we have done. But it's another thing for us in our age of maturity now to know that we have to plan the plans, execute the program, and decide and be a integral part of the affairs that move the modules of history. I mean, if we're going to be relevant in this hour, I'm talking to us, black power people on this phone. If we are going to be relevant and shape history in this hour and not just preach to the choir, we must seriously understand what this time really means and how much of a burden of that Sankofa bird, how much that burden is now on our shoulders. So we're trying to get ready, brother, and go to Africa. We're trying to assemble a convention of those that really care about Africa to see how we can further this concept we always talk about, and that's called a Pan-African Revolution, which seems very big, and it is very big, you know, and most black nationalists are trying to get their stuff straight at home. And so I'm looking forward to it. I would hope to raise a coalition here in the West of several hundred, to be honest. I would really like to build confidence in our teachers here, you know, and do much better than we did last year. We did strong, I mean, earlier this year. We were very strong. And we have the potential working together to bring a lot out of the West. And so right now what I'm trying to do is work some things out in the East. Trying to work some things in the East. I have to have the freedom, dear brothers. When I go to South Africa and Tanzania, I want to see Sister Winnie Mandela. I don't want to have to go through no kind of negotiation or frustration or whatever it is when I need to see who I need to see when I get overseas. So right now I'm pushing so that we can have a convention that is broad and not narrow. I'm pushing to have a convention that can get all of us in the West and the East beyond tribalism, because tribalism is crippling Pan-Africanism. God damn it, tribalism is crippling black nationalism. And so right now, you know, I'm trying to help us to build a convention that, of course, is hosted by the mighty, strong, revolutionary, correct, dedicated, awesome, our comrades, our blood brothers to the death, the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, and APLA, the African People's Liberation Army. This is our fraternal revolutionary brothers in blood. But also, we in the West here who grew up on the apartheid struggle, who came like college students as I was in the mid and late 80s. Some of you in high school, you were drawn to the apartheid struggle. You learned about Africa, and you learned about racism. You even learned about segregation and Jim Crow here by watching it under apartheid, under the wicked rule of a bloody no-good bastard named Frederick de Klerk and another old devil named P.W. Botha. And so we're drawn to that. And so for that reason, those in the East must understand that we in the West, because of that experience and because largely it comes through TV, they're drawn to the Mandelas in the West. And any revolutionary or organizer got to be sensitive to that in this hour. They're drawn to Nelson Mandela. Whether we like it or not, the people, damn near, if you take a poll, at 98% because of the way that that struggle went down here and how there were boycotts and demonstrations and also the media. And so we see a lot going on in this hour that will be, to me, I will comment on later. It's appropriate time later. There's a reason why F.W. de Klerk is crying, and they are crying. They're sad Mandela's gone. Some say, well, they're crying crocodile tears. No, I really say they're crying, these crackers are sincere. They're crying for Mr. Mandela because they know they probably really do love him, because he should have wiped their behinds out. That's why they love him, because he was so kind to their murderous war criminal behinds that he should have wiped them out, and he didn't. So they are sincere in their tears, because he should have took them out and their families, all of them war criminals, and murdered our people so much they redefined the definition of mass murder and massacre. And so now Winnie Mandela, the other Mandela that's known over here, that's the Mandela that's dangerous on the scene. That's the Mandela who wasn't locked down for 27 years. And I have to be honest, I give any man respect that's locked down 27 years, I'm going to give him some respect. Regardless of what he do later, I got to give that 27 years some respect in apartheid South Africa, because those of us on this phone, we've held the keys to Robben Island, and we know how it is. But Winnie Mandela is the black woman now who I believe that God's hand will be on. She is the Mandela, as that name is known worldwide and will become increasingly known and spoken about over these next days. And Sister Winnie Mandela, who they have tried to dog out right now, she has the mindset of self-determination. She has the mindset of a mother of amongst our people all over the world. And I'll be straight up, I'm seeking to make sure that Sister Winnie Mandela is a key part of this convention as we move for a worldwide black power convention. Also, the other young man over there that was booted out of the ANC, Julius Malema, We've got to get to Malema. We've got to get to Malema. We've got to get to, of course, Mugabe. We're there with him. But if we're really talking Pan-Africanism, as I conclude, I ain't got no time to waste. You know, dear brothers and sisters, if I'm going to tell y'all to come to a convention and to spend money and to plan and do all this, then I'm going to make it sure that I ain't wasting my time and you ain't wasting your time. I ain't got no time to play with this. Time is ticking on all of us. And so right now, we're going to, if this thing called Pan-Africanism is serious and it's for real, then I'm working right now with our host and the TAC, our dear comrades, to help them to understand that Pan-Africanism is broad, that Pan-Africanism trumps tribalism, that they're Crips and Bloods. We've got all kind of lessons over here to share, Crips and Bloods who killed each other's mamas and grandmamas and deep down, and they say they could never forgive each other, and sometimes they never do. But sisters and brothers, if we never forgive each other for the wrongs that we've done to each other, we'll never get out of this condition. We'll never get out of this condition. So I'm striving right now just to lay the base to make sure that this convention is all of that that it should be. And that's where I'm at, black man. Y'all get ready. Get your money ready. Save it up. Get your bags packed. But know that I'm at the age and stage right now where I know how it should be, and I'm going to be fighting for it to be what it should be. It can't be small. It's got to be big. I ain't working no whole half a year and grinding out to get everybody to go to Africa for just to go over there with a few people. Black power. Am I still on?
Yes, sir. You're still on.
Okay, great. I thought I went off that long-ass answer. All right. That's pretty much what, that's national and that's abroad for me. I'll, other than that, everybody know that the booklet is out, What Black People Need to Know When Dealing with the Police. The booklet is out. And so I'm encouraging everybody to go to my Facebook site and get the booklet, or go to the website, blfjustice.org, and get the booklet. You should be able to go to newblackpanther.com and just maybe tonight and get it. I'm no Minister Hashim is putting it on the website, the booklet, and links to some of my sites. And so what it is that for those that are in the New Black Panther Party on the phone or considering coming into the Panther Party, this is something that we can work with together. Great. I mean, like, if y'all can take these books and get this message out to the people on the streets, and y'all can take my book called Know Your Rights, What Black People Need to Know When Dealing with the Police, and you can teach it in your classes, teach it in your weekly meetings, memorize it, and master it, what it is you'll be performing a great service to the community that the community going to appreciate. They're really going to appreciate the Panther Party helping them with the police. And that's an easy program. All you got to do is download the booklet, learn it, and teach it, and take it out on the streets and practice it. You know, and I'm looking forward to doing that with y'all. That's one point I want to make before I take questions. And another point is it's 9:30. Well, that's all I'm going to say right now. I'll wait for the questions.
All right. National Chief of Staff and National Chairman, you are live, sir.
Okay, Black Power, I'll yield to the chairman. Go ahead, sir.
Black Power, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Right here with you, God.
All right. Doctor and Attorney Shabazz, I want to ask you a question first. I'll ask the first question. How has it been to not have to take these calls, and how has it been to be free of this obligation for 1 month?
It some brothers to be out, there's no damn difference. Because it's just being free of one set of calls and one kind of calls and for another kind of set of calls. And to be honest, if nobody was going to call, I'm going to do the calling because I'm a born activist. I'm a born revolutionary. I'm born to help our people. But it is kind of different. It is kind of different. And so, first of all, I want to say that I know you feel the difference now that you have become chairman of the new Black Panther Party, because when you're in that chairman's seat and you have to go through a certain set of experiences while sitting in that seat, it grows you up fast. It teaches you fast. And there's nothing like on-the-job experience. Barack Obama did not go to a training school before or a training class before he became president of the United States. There's no 12-week course and all of this on how to become president. And you win the election and your behind is in there. And it's a totally different job than being a senator. And so what I'm saying is, sir, yeah, these it feels different. It does feel different. It does feel different not being the chairman, of course. And do I miss it? Yes, sometimes I miss it. But every day, to be very honest, dear sisters and brothers, as I see how God is moving, I know that that was the right decision. I never regretted it one day. I knew it was time for me to spearhead and go in the way that I'm going to help all of our people. And I knew it was also time for you all to have your day in the sun and your leadership, because our people need more leadership. They need more leadership, and everybody can't be in one house. Right now, many of our elders are passing from amongst us. Many of our elders are older. God bless them, passing from amongst us. And so, yes, sir, it's in divine order, Minister Hashim and Zinga. You're supposed to be sitting at where you're sitting right now and going through what you're going through right now. And the same thing goes for Minister Sean, and the same thing goes for you, King Samir, and those who are in charge of the new Black Panther Party right now. And I try to advise you, and I am advising you, but I want everybody to know me and these men on this phone are tight. Me and there's some that we're tight just like family. So in a way, it don't feel no different, because it doesn't feel different in a certain way, because I talk to Hashim and Zinga every day. And so somebody got to mute. So what I want to say is there have been some efforts to undermine this administration. And, you know, it's just, y'all will waste time. I just want to say this without belaboring the point. If I was going to sit up here and give you idle words or words that meant nothing, then you could either hear what I say or ignore it. It wouldn't make no damn difference. Now, a month or 2 months ago, I gave advice to the leaders of this organization or the people that were interested in it to collaborate and unify in a dignified way, to have elections and to choose who would lead this organization. I did it in such a merciful and diplomatic way that some of my top men, those here who are on this phone right now, thought I was out of my mind. But I tried, because I know history well, and because I walked in the shoes of the national chairman for 12 years, and then I studied right next to the former national chairman, our Black Power general, our standard bearer, because I've been able to study all of the histories of the Nation of Islam and the Nubian Nation and the Malcolm X history and all kind of Moorish Science Temple history, UNIA history, Black history, tribal history. And so Even though some of my men were shocked, I did all I could to keep you all in a process, that you all in a spirit of African unity and respect for each other could reach out for each other, dialogue with each other, meet with each other, and come to the right conclusions together. But a few niggas bucked my advice. A few niggas said, disregarded what I had to say. And I was most really disappointed by that. Even though I was not surprised, I was disappointed. But nevertheless, exactly what I said came true. You turned down my offer to dialogue and unity and elect and come up with a comprehensive solution. And so I had to, declare martial law and put the people in power that I say that Khalid Muhammad and Almighty God wanted to run this organization. Since I seen that you turned me down and you wanted to break up the house and rebel from the onset, you wasn't for no dialogue. You wasn't for no brotherhood or sisterhood. You think you know the goddamn way, but you don't know the goddamn way. You know the goddamned way. But I know God's way here. And so now, all of those who turned against that, it's just a dark day. It's a very dark day for you because I will not be hanging around you. I do not want to be around you. And I'll be advising these men not to be around you, no good behinds. Because if you do it once, you do it again. And so right now, there's a whole new field of brothers and sisters that are out here in the hills of North America who want to join the new Black Panther Party. They're all over the country, and I say they should join. I'm going to include those. I forgot to mention DK, who I haven't mentioned often enough. But I want to commend him. I want to commend him for his conduct in my absence. I want to commend West Region, Brother Ali. I want to commend Brother Mike Taylor. I want to commend Sister Nadia. I want to commend Brother McHale. I want to commend Brother James Muhammad. I want to commend Brother Imam Akbar. I want to commend the leadership that have held the line and who are now growing and developing before our eyes. God is going to bless you if you help this people, if you help his people, the chosen people, the so-called Israelite. He's going to bless you if you stay sincere in this hour. And so pay no attention to any kind of counterintelligence program, hypocrites, enemies, or just dumbass niggas who are trying to stop you from doing what you're doing, because God is not going to let anybody stop you doing from what you're doing. And I'm going to be here to help you. But whatever God gave to me, I'm backing this squad up here who was on this phone. How the hell are they going to lose? And I don't want any goddamn hypocrites going to Africa with me. You will not. Even if you buy a plane ticket, I will throw your ass off the plane. I will take your goddamn bags and kick your ass off the plane myself. Now, we can go back to the questions.
Black Power,
yes, sir. We're here. Can you hear me? Yeah. Y'all better bring somebody on, because if I keep talking on that subject, I'll be done saying too much, but...
Let me just say this, because I know there's a lot of people out there want to ask you questions. I want to say I love you and appreciate you coming on, and we can never thank you enough for the 20-something years you have been on the front line, and the way you're going to retire on the front line, because you don't know anything else. But I want to say this, the new Black Panther Party will rise and will do the duty to the Black nation. The Conrads and his organization will come together, and we will hold our line, and we will hold our posts. We will overcome, like always, all obstacles. People don't understand that this organization has been under more coup attempts than any organization that's out here, I think. I've been through about six of them myself. But at the end, we all end up on the front line fighting for our, we're dysfunctional. We got problems with inside the black nation, but most of it can be handled through work. Work separates talk. Work separates sensationalism. Work and proper organizing separates everything. Right now we're quiet. We're almost underground for a minute, but when we come back up, people will see the work and they will clearly see that we are on a new mission and we're going to accomplish it. And, brother, I just appreciate the years you gave me. And if it wasn't for you and being under you for 12 years, I wouldn't know how to handle this situation. But this situation that we're in right now is so easy to handle. It's like a baby walk because after 7 years of college and 12 years of Zulu and 4 years of running an organization, over 150 people myself, we know that this black nation need us. They need us in unity. They need us to be the vanguards for our people. And they don't need to see a crack in the armor, and they're not going to see a crack in the armor. And everything else is show itself, but we're going to move forward. And I'm sure by the time we get to Washington, D.C. and have our summit, you'll see the newspaper back out. You'll see the website back up strong and Black Power Radio stronger than ever. But all of that, you'll see us in the streets doing for our people again, and that's the mission of missions, because people don't understand Attorney Shabazz, or they soon forget Cornell X broke away. He's still running some kind of Panther organization, Black Power. Shabazz in Detroit broke away. He's still running some kind of Panther organization, Black Power. Brother Jakari in Chicago, our little brother Panther in Chicago, he's been up there working his butt off for years under a Panther name, Black Power. This is nothing new. People are panicking and disturbed and shook up and shook to the core. I don't understand it, because there's about five Black Panther groups out here now. As long as you're working for black people, that's on you. But the new Black Panther Party, we're going to be structured and we're going to do what we're supposed to do. And I yield right now, because you got 20-something minutes left on air. And I know there's a lot of people hadn't heard from you in a while.
We got any callers. Yeah, let's take some callers. I love you, too. Me and Hashim together, like I say, brothers and sisters, we like Moses and Aaron, brothers and sisters. We're very tight. And so everybody, I'm proud of for growing up in this hour. And you're right, we don't own the Panther. We ain't never said we own the Panther. Matter of fact, one of our main claims and defenses against attacks by some from the Black Panther Party from Oakland is that the Panther belongs to the people. You know, that is very true. Now, but it also, and you forgot to mention in your listing of Panthers, the Black Riders Liberation Party, who called himself the new generation of Panthers, who we have very good relations with. And so, the new Black Panther Party does not claim to own the Panther, but we do claim the new Black Panther Party. And it ain't going to be no new Black Panther Party over here, five fools over here, and the real new Black Panther Party over here. It's just not going to happen. And you know, yeah, and God ain't going to let it happen, and I ain't going to let it happen, and time and circumstances ain't going to let it happen, and just reality ain't going to make it happen. Because anybody move against this group on the phone, I'm going to position this group with what I have and who I'm connected with. I'm going to position them all over the country, and they don't have to physically wipe you out. There will be no violence. Only in self-defense will there be violence. There will be no violence, only in self-defense. So we expect none of that. But politically, they're going to wipe you out. Politically, they're going to be in all the right places and all the right spaces at all the right times, and I'm going to make sure they're there. And the places they're going, you ain't even got gas money to get there. You spent your last gas money going to goddamn Atlanta. These men here, with the plans we got on the chessboard, is going to wipe your ass out. I hate to tell you, man, because they just getting their act together and getting retuned up. And soon they will be Africa everywhere. This new Black Panther Party going to Africa. And it's National Summit coming up right here in Washington, D.C., so you know that's going to be heavy in the streets here. They'll definitely be there. Minister Hashim and Zinga and his cabinet, I'm taking them right to Minister Farrakhan, because me and Minister Farrakhan have already talked about this. And he's waiting to meet the new administration to give them his endorsement and support. And so, you know, I love the challenges. If it wasn't for enemies, it wouldn't bring out the best in you. If it wasn't for fools trying to stop you, it wouldn't bring out the best in you. You would go ahead on and relax. So I thank God for the hypocrite. I thank God for the rebel. I thank God for your fat ass. Let's take some questions.
All right, yes, sir. Let's go to the phone, Mr. Sutman, if we got any callers.
Yes, sir. Let's take 215-982, area code 215-982. You're on live with Black Power Radio.
Black Power, sir. I apologize to the National Chairman and our spiritual guide and to the officials of the New Black Panther Party. Right now I'm in traffic, and I got to keep my focus. All right, but hold the line, and y'all doing a great job. Black Power.
Man, love you, man, and see you soon, man. You stay strong. You're like an oak tree, black man. Love you. That's Brother Haru from Philadelphia. Brother Haru Kahuti, one of the pillars of the New Black Panther Party.
All right. Let's take area code 718. 718-773. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I just want to thank and praise God for you, Chairman Malik Zalusha Bass.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Can't complain. It's good to hear you. It's good to see that your spirits is up and that you're still in the fight.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I know. That's all I know, my sister.
And I just pray that the newly appointed position that I was given by the grace of God, that, you know, however you can help me, sir, and everybody else, however you can help me, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm honored. I love all of you. And we're gonna win, because this is the season to advance and to occupy. And we have to advance and occupy block by block, city by city, country by country, state by state. We have to advance and occupy, because God is with us. And if God is with us, it's more than those that are against us. If God is with us, there's nothing that we can't do, because we are more than conquerors. And I know, sir, that you're more than a conqueror. You have stood strong with the Honorable Khalid Muhammad. You've stood strong after his transition, and I see that you're still standing strong now. And you're just a great inspiration to me, and I'm pretty sure you're a great inspiration to many others. So,
yes,
again, I love you, and I love everyone. And let's not give up hope. Let's not faint. Let's work this work, and let's trust God all the way.
Thank you so much. That's Sister IC, Sister Chrissy. Good luck, my dear sister, and whatever assignment, in the assignment that you have been given. My main advice to you and to anyone else is, if you want to be successful in this movement or any movement, just be consistent. Just be consistent. Wherever you are out there who's listening, and to you, dear sister, just whatever you're going to do, focus in on what you're going to do and do it day after day, week after week, and you will be successful. There's one thing I'm known for. I never said I had a perfect track record, but I am known amongst the people as being consistent. And so I think consistency is going to be big for those that want results. Thank you so much. God bless you, sister. I think you'll do great if you just remember that. Stay strong, and may God bless you. Great things to be coming out of the women. This new period should bring a lot of light from the women in the New Black Panther Party.
All right. 989-332. 989-332. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead with the question. Oh, I don't think I'll press one or anything because I'm sitting here eating this stuff. You just wanted me to say something? I thought I had to press one.
Well, if you have a question, you're welcome to ask a question to either NASA chairman or Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz. If not, we'll keep moving.
Oh, great show or whatever. But, yeah, I'm just sitting here listening right now, sir. So, no, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right. Well, let me say this. It's 9:51, so let me say this. To those who are in the radio listening audience, for all of you who are in the radio listening audience, I'm advising you. This is Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz. I chaired the Panther Party for 12 years. I know it front and back, and I helped build that which you are hearing on this radio show and have been hearing on this radio show. And I'm telling you that right now this is the best time for you to join the Panther Party. This is the time when your ideas will be heard. This is the time when instead of criticizing this new Black Panther Party, you can actually get in on it and help. I know for a fact, and I would swear before God, that Minister Sean Kwali is looking for good help. I know for a fact that Minister Hashim and Zinga is looking and open for good help. I know Minister King Samir Shabazz is looking and open for good help. So any of you who are in the audience, I want you to make sure you get to them and the numbers they're about to give out in a few minutes. Make sure you get to them and beat on them and text them until you get through and say, I am here to help you because they need your help. And it is that time. This is a great group of brothers and sisters, but it is a great chance now with a new chairman in office for you to get on in. And so I'm urging you to call specifically and particularly from the state of New Jersey. If you're in the state of New Jersey, I want you to call the numbers that they're about to give out in a moment. If you're from New York City and you know I'm a New York man and I need me some New York Panthers I can work with that I can trust, that I can believe in and achieve in. I still got plans for New York. I just had to get my base right before I return back to Mecca. I had to hang out in Medina for a while. But I need some Black Panthers to work with in unity with in New York. I damn sure need them in Texas, in Houston, Texas, and other parts of Louisiana, all in them areas. I need y'all to come on in. For those of you who appreciated my influence in it, were part of it because you loved Attorney Shabazz, I don't want you to lose your spirit or your tenacity. You come on in. Attorney Shabazz is still up in here with the Panther Party. Attorney Shabazz, a leopard don't change his spots. I'll always be a panther. You just got to understand it's Hashim time to lead here right now. But this is my family right here. I'm telling y'all, come on in. You want to go to Africa? Come on in. Come on in to the new Black Panther Party. I'll let them tell you how you can join right now.
All right, Black Power. We want everybody to heed that advice and to come right on in, and we'll give you a number here. The number to call was 347-903-0886. That's our national number, 347-903-0886. You can call that or text that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Police, the National Office of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and someone will get right back with you. Black Power.
I'll be in Newark, New Jersey soon, near Khalid Muhammad's birthday. I will be in New York City for Dr. Khalid's birthday, and then right after that in Newark, New Jersey with the National Chairman, Minister Hashim and Zinga. We want to see you and meet you from New York and New Jersey. And stay tuned to this broadcast. Regular meetings will be taking place in Newark, New Jersey in just a few days. If you want to join the new Black Panther Party in Newark, New Jersey in just a few days. And King Samir Shabazz and others will be there teaching right in Newark, New Jersey. I want to see you. Join the new Black Panther Party. All of my comrades and those who I know and respect from New York and New Jersey and Newark, New Jersey and goddamn specific. I want to see you. Come on in, and we'll see you in January live in person.
Right, Black Power. Brother Chairman, do you have any closing comments?
Man, I just want to say, y'all, tune in this Saturday, December 14th. Go to blfjustice.org, and I'm going to try to get the Panther site to handle it also if I can. But go to blfjustice.org and watch the broadcast of the crisis confronting Washington, D.C., our town hall meeting and public hearing against gentrification and black population removal. That's this Saturday, December 14th at Union Temple. I'll be speaking, and I'm joined by Pastor Willie Wilson. I'm joined by Nation of Islam, Imam Akbar from the Panther Party will be there. Dr. Francis Cress Wilson will be there. Tune in to the webcast. If you're in Washington, D.C., it's on 1225 W Street, Southeast Washington, D.C. If you go to my Facebook site, if you go to Black Lawyers for Justice on Facebook, Black Lawyers FJ on Twitter, get my booklet, What Black People Need to Know When Dealing with the Police. All of you militants need to have your booklet right in your hand so you can know how to deal with the pig. And that's where I'm at. I love you all. I honor you.
Love you too, and honor you
y'all
too, sir.
Y'all stay strong, man. Y'all keep going. We together. We brothers. We family for life. Handle our people well. They're God's chosen people. Black power.
Show. Black power. And brother Chairman, you got any closing comments, sir? Brother Chairman, Minister Sheen.
You know you can't holler, Chairman. Do you have any closing comments? With nowhere, with not Shabazz is nowhere around the radio.
I know that.
It's kind of like you've been the chairman of this organization for 12 years, and all of a sudden it's hard to hear that title and not respond.
Yes, man.
It's a great show tonight, man, because it shows progress, forward progress, but it also shows that how we're so connected, and you can't let this fight go. And my closing comment is this. Black Nation faces some hurdles that we can overcome. And I know for a fact the way you win, you plan and you attack, and as the chairman said, you be consistent. We got a consistent track record. We've been doing this 23 years consistently. And we done put some dents in America's ass. And we done made this white man all over the world respect his name. And while people are celebrating Mandela's passing in a good way, you got to understand that Attorney Shabazz and Brother King Samir and Brother Sean, they just was in South Africa speaking at the 50-year anniversary of what everybody just watching on TV. So we're actioneers, as Mike Roberts framed it, actioneers. So the new Black Panther Party will announce under the new chairmanship our plans soon. And I know our black nation will be pleased with our plans. And we're going to attack on all fronts. But one thing we're going to do, we're going to make sure that we set goals that we can accomplish. Because the last thing our people in this nation need now is false hope and fake ideals. So I just look forward to building a black army, building a black nation that has Conrads that understand the process and the procedure of love and respect and Mayotte and balance. And we got work to do. And by the time we get to our summit in February, and we got some announcements we're going to make next week for January, but we're going to be about our business. We're protecting the black nation, protecting the black women, protecting the elders, nursing our youth, educating our youth, tutoring our youth. And we're going to build a financial empire that we can go out and help our people. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Yes, sir, brothers and sisters, this has been Black Power Radio. You have been listening to our national chairman, Mr. Hashim Nzinga, and you've heard from the attorney at war and attorney general and chairman emeritus, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And again, for those of you who support this mission, and know it's time to fall in. We ask that you fall in right away and support our program. And again, that number to call is 347
347-903-0886. Again, that's 347-903-0886. Or you can email us at new